And it's time for our weekly to-do, and this week our hashtag is powering home electronics. So Rosie, let's power up our guest to talk about it.
This week we're talking with Mr. Randy Cole, owner of Fox Valley Electric and Solar. And Randy, before we really dive in to today's topic, I want to go back to a topic you and I talked about a couple months ago that literally melted the phone lines at our office. And it was the concept of coming up with a small little natural gas generator that could feed your electric panel during the peak hours to where you were not asking any power off the grid for the peak, thereby paying for the generator and greatly reducing the cost. Well, I guess we ran into a problem with the utility companies and the EPA.
Right. <yeah. laughs> There are regulations.
Oh, rats. It was such a good idea. But now you've taken that grain, that seed of an idea, and you've grown a pretty interesting concept here. Why don't you explain the four dimensions of power supplying your house?
Well, we like to talk to people about putting a solar system on their house first and foremost. And this solar system, coupled with the grid, is going to bring them power and hopefully negate their power bill down to close to zero, near zero, somewhere in that area, producing a huge amount of savings for the homeowner. But then we'd like to couple that with a backup battery, storage batteries, and natural gas generators so that in the event of a power outage for some reason or whatever reason it may be, that they have continuous, consistent power in their house.
So we're talking about that potential outage with a traffic accident, taking out a transformer.
Sure. Monsoon storm.
We're talking about monsoon storms and power lines down. Unfortunately, we're also talking about wildfires and power line transmission lines being shut off.
Right.
For safety purposes. So for any one reason, we may not, south of the Mogollon Rim, ever see the Texas freeze out that Texas saw in February.
Let's hope not.
But practically the whole state was almost without power.
Right.
So we've got some things working for us that won't happen in Arizona. One of the things, interconnected electric grid system. And I was visiting with my friends at the utility company, and I said, you know, you're responsible for providing electricity to the refrigerator light, the refrigerator compressor, the air conditioning, the lights, and the computers to about 15 million people. Does that keep you awake at night?
It has to.
And the one thing they did say is, Rosie, the thing we worry about most is the California grid going down either by natural earthquake or a deferred maintenance collapse as they had 2 years ago. And the drain that could cause on us.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. That keeps us up at night.
That makes sense.
So no matter what keeps them up at night, you've developed a system where the homeowner can sleep good every night.
Right. And with the savings that the solar produces, it can help pay for the whole system in the first place. That's correct.
So we're going to get to a home and we're going to mount solar panels.
Right.
That's become an everyday event.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's very common.
Through all of Arizona, through all of America, thank goodness. But now we're talking about the battery dimension, which is still on kind of the leading edge of discovery and technology innovation. But now that's becoming more of an everyday add-on to these solar systems.
That's correct. They're getting more and more affordable, and the high technology, they're programmable and everything else.
So you've got the battery backup. Then, with a home that has dual energy, piped with natural gas, we've got a natural gas generator, or where a homeowner association allow it, or you're in a rural setting, we can put a propane tank and mount a propane generator.
Right.
So you've got it covered in every dimension.
Right. And then there's a smart switch that can control the whole thing. So in the event that there is an outage, your generator may run intermittently, controlled by that smart switch, and your solar can operate to extend the life of that generator power supply.
Now, how does a homeowner interested in something like this go through the complicated analysis of deciding which way to go?
Well, start by calling our office and talk to one of our experts there.
What number would that be?
623-587-7370. When you start with that, then we can take a look at your power consumption. We can size a solar panel system for you. We can talk to you about any battery backup or generator power outage applications that you might be interested in.
Now, generally speaking, Randy, in this scenario, would the homeowner be leasing that solar equipment, or would they be purchasing the solar equipment?
It's a purchase. We do a purchase with cash discounts, or we have a variety of different financing options.
Generally speaking, in the scenarios I've seen, that tends to be the better long-term solution.
That's our belief. Yeah, that's for sure. We believe that the purchase is a better option.
So you get the analysis, taking a look at the historical power consumption and lifestyle, the makeup and the bones of the house, the lot orientation, solar availability, engineer the solar system to get their power consumption to as close to a net zero as possible. And then we supply the evening power and the emergency backup power with the batteries and the generator.
Right. And it's all automatic, and it all works together and without any actual usage by the homeowner.
Randy, what is your service area? Every homeowner ought to get this analysis and look it over. But I would think for anyone in the rural settings, that it would be an automatic phone call. But how long does an analysis take once you're out on the at the house?
Not too long. We can usually do it in 30 minutes to an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, is there a cost to getting that analysis?
No, there's not. And we can save just about anybody money. So if you have a utility bill, you can save money going solar.
And again, the phone number?
623-587-7370. Or you can reach us at foxvalleyelec.com.
Fox Valley Electric and Solar. My weekend getaway in the hills. It's kind of at the end of an electric line, either during the monsoon storms or the winter snowstorms. That line's a little fickle.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be something I'd really like to consider for our getaway property.
Yeah, it'd be
how
a good
big
idea.
An area do you serve?
We'll go up near Flagstaff, Sedona, Prescott, Wickenburg. We'll go towards Payson.
Okay.
We'll cover a lot of those areas.
Very good. Well, that's important to know because when you're in town and you're serviced by a great underground feed,
right?
That's pretty good and reliable. But boy, when you're on that little T-pole wooden post 11 miles down the road from the nearest transformer, sometimes that gets a little unreliable. So everyone has the opportunity to get this analysis and
absolutely.
Take a look at it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just give us a call.
One of the things we talked about in this week's article was the unknowing phantom power mm-hmm. consumption that virtually today every home has it, and it's constant.
Yeah, computers, TVs, microwaves, all of it.
They are all consuming power at some level 24 hours a day.
And some, like the microwave, there's really no way to really unplug them sometimes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So all of that phantom power gets taken care of off the grid.
Well, see, yeah, because that takes you're using that all the time, and so you're paying for that all the time, and a solar system can help pay for that with the renewable energy from the sun.
So we're talking about a four-way defense system to provide power at practically any home, but you won't know if your home fits this scenario unless you call Randy and his crew at Fox Valley Electric and Solar. And again, that phone number,
623-587-7370.
All right. We're taking your home on the electric grid. We're going to assess your particular address for solar orientation and compatibility. Then we're going to back that up with a battery system to provide you with the power you need to get through the evenings. And then we're going to provide you with a gas or propane generator to get you through either power outages or high consumption periods in the evenings, off solar production times.
That's correct.
I mean, that wraps it up about as complete as you can do.
Complete, seamless, yeah, that's right.
Well, you took my little idea of a generator to just take the afternoon peaks off, and you took it to a whole new level. So congratulations on developing this plan out.
Well, and the neat thing about it is we get real excited about this whole thing, and the system can actually help pay for itself. You can have savings of thousands of dollars over the next several years.
And again, the analysis is free.
Yes.
And the phone number is
623-587-7370.
Randy Cole of Fox Valley Electric and Solar, Rosie certified to operate statewide with our certification to take care of your solar, electric, gas backup, generator, battery backup, power requirements. Randy, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
We also have a great article on our website that breaks down the percentage of appliances, like cooling and heating is 47%, water heaters 14%, washer and dryer 13%, lighting 12%. That's an average. So it's a great way to go on there and decide, you know, how to build your own backup power for your home. If, you know, you just want to, ours is the freezer, keeping the meat harvest. We harvest our own beef, and so you get huge quantities, and you've got to be able to keep that. So that's always been our big thing is food.
Now you can keep any of that homegrown beef at Papa's freezer. Just I just want you to know there's always empty space in Papa's freezer. So
that's our weekly to-do. If you follow along on our home maintenance calendar, Powering Home Electronics, you can get a calendar just by letting us know the address you'd like that mailed to, and we'll add you to the mailing list.
All right. I've got an article that we pushed out in our newsletter this week about the 10 problems found most often during a home inspection. But we're on one of Rosie's bunny trails today. So if all I'm going to tell you is if you want to see that article, get to rosieonthehouse.com. The 10 most common found problems in home inspection. And it's worth knowing this if you're contemplating selling or buying a home. Take a look at these issues because some of them are pretty significant. And you want to be very careful in your buying of a home. I always tell people, and I've told them this for 30 years, if you buy a home, you want to buy it in as close to original condition as possible, because that way you can be assured that there aren't any illegal additions to it. You can check the public records, look for building permits, and in particular during the housing crash of 07, 8, 9, 10, 11, there were many, many thousands of remodels done that permits were never pulled. And these homes are circulating out on the market today. Don't buy a home that had a whole bunch of work done on it. Take a look at the building permit. Take a look at who the listed contractor is. Verify they were licensed when it was done. These are all ways to help protect you in the home purchasing. But we're on a bunny trail today about celebrating America, and we're here with two special guests that, as I mentioned earlier, just happen to be employees of Rosie on the House. Sephora Anye is a new addition to the Rosie Wright remodeling team. Multilingual, going to be our production manager, getting all the work done out in the field, riding herd on all the suppliers and the subcontractors. And then Miss Joanna Lawson, who's with the radio production company, both sharing stories about coming to America. And we're going to need to take a little break. But when we get back, Sephora, Joanna, I want to hear from you. What are the takeaway points that you want Arizona homeowners to know about celebrating the United States of America?